Okay, so what is your trick or treat today?
Okay, so on our final Fright Fest Friday of October, we have for you the story called Evil Eye. And if you maybe you have or maybe you haven't seen it, they released these four movies now, which again, like they do like scary movies on Hulu. I'm not sure if they do like scary movies like in theaters or whatnot. I know I just always say see like my movie house. So they do like one movie a month for like whatever's going on. That you and I have watched previously and discussed. So anyways, they did a series of movies for Amazon, and I have watched all four, and I really enjoyed two of them, The Lie and Evil Eye. So if you haven't seen any of them, I highly recommend watching them, and maybe like them, maybe you won't. There are some mixed reviews online, but Evil Eye, it starts off in India.
So are they better than Hulu? The Blumhouse movie that they made for Hulu.
I mean, I would probably say they were more like serious. Like, I feel like the ones on Hulu are maybe more like light. Like,
Campy.
yeah, campy. That's a good word. But
Ugh, they were horrible.
I felt like on Amazon, they were definitely more like psychological, like thriller kind of deal. Like, a little bit dark.
Okay.
So, in Evil Eye, it starts off with like a woman, and she's in India, and she's walking down this bridge, and a man gets out of his car, and he tries to attack her. Something happens, and he falls into the bridge. Now, granted, I will say I watched this on my Kindle while I was in the kitchen, so I can definitely tell you the plot and all of that kind of stuff. But as far as like exact details, I probably can't do that. Sorry. Anyways, the man like water below, and he ends up dying. So, fast forward, we'll say like 30 years, somewhere around that time frame, we
Oh, wow.
a
Okay.
younger Indian woman, and she is still single. Seeing the Indian matchmaker on Netflix, it's like very important to
Yeah.
get married, and the families will go
Yes.
matchmakers, and they'll go to gurus, and they'll talk to them, and get advice, and who's going to be perfect for my child, and who's not, and do they come from like a good family? So she is trying to set up her daughter, and she has this date set up for like her. The mom is in India, and the daughter is like Texas, something. I don't know where she is. She's somewhere in America. And so, okay, the mom sets up this date, and the chick is on her way to the date, and she's walking with a friend, and they're going to part their ways. But the guy she's meet up with isn't there yet. And there's another guy who's also Indian, and he's just happens to be in this coffee shop. And her and the friend kind of stare at him. They're like, oh my gosh, he's like super good looking. Like, holy crap, maybe that's your setup. And she's like, that's definitely not my setup. But, her date that she's supposed to have ends up getting stuck in traffic and running late. And so she's, still chilling in the coffee house. And the guy who's there, who's like, comes up to her and they start talking. They exchange numbers, like they hang out kind of deal. Like, because she bails on the original guy that was intended to meet her. And basically, like, they just leave and this guy shows up. But she's like, whatever, I feel like this is like meant to be. Let's see where this goes. So she tells her mom, like, hey, he was stuck in traffic. I met this other guy, but I think you'd really like him or whatever. And the chick has like this evil eye bracelet that she supposed to wear. Like the mom is like, you have to wear this at all times. Because the mom's always kind of like paranoid about something, but she never tells the daughter what she's paranoid about. So
Okay.
like as the story moves on, like the couple in the relationship, like they get more and more serious. He ends up like, he's like very well to do. She is, I believe, like a professor at
Score.
So comfortable with you living in the apartment you're living in, let me take care of your rent and I'll move you into another apartment. It doesn't mean that we have to live together, but let me take care of you. This is, you know, my job to take care of you. Dang. So she's like, okay. And she tells her mom about it. And her mom is starting to get a little hesitant. And there's certain like red flags that are like, I guess, like raised in the mom's head, but she never like says it to anyone. But then she consults like a matchmaker, and she has like all of this information that they give the matchmaker. And the matchmaker is like, there is no one more perfect for your daughter than this man. He was, you know, born under this house, and he comes from this family, and like they are like cosmically destined to be together. So the mom starts to get more and more like hesitant, and she says to the daughter, promise me you won't move in together, yada yada yada. But so before the guy rented her the apartment, he tried to give her these earrings, these gorgeous sapphire earrings for like their 1 month anniversary. And she was like, I can't accept these. These are too nice. So that's a big part that I guess I forgot to mention until right now. So that's a really key part of the story. So, you know, mom keeps addressing all these things. Like, there's something not right about him. I don't trust him. And everyone thinks she's crazy and having, like, a mental breakdown. So,
yeah.
The mom is going through, like, old files and everything. And at this point, she tells the daughter that while she was pregnant with her daughter, she had this boyfriend, man, it must have been the girl's dad. I'm not quite sure on that. But she was like super pregnant with this child, well, with the daughter. And the man attacks her on the bridge. And he says something like, I'll always come for you or something like that. So the mom is paranoid that when he died, his spirit was reincarnated into the man that her daughter is now dating.
Okay, so the mom was the woman. Yes,
the woman on the bridge. She was pregnant with the daughter. So this is her fear that somehow this man will come back and get her daughter, who is the most, you know, important thing to her. But she never told her daughter about this because she didn't want her to be like, this man was bad to me. He used to hurt me. You know, the whole like abusive thing. She wanted her daughter to think that she was, you know, a strong person. So all of this stuff happens. The mom is going through her like old like photo box or something. And she finds a picture of her with sapphire earrings, just like the ones the guy had offered to her daughter. Now, the mom doesn't know what these sapphire earrings look like, and the daughter just casually, like, mentioned it to her in conversation. But, like, the mom has this, like, oh, fuck moment and gets on a plane and heads to America. And it just happens to be her birthday. So when she shows up, or, like,
what is it?
Daughter's boyfriend shows up at the airport to pick her up and drive her home. And he's like, he actually has this conversation like, I've been waiting for you. Like, been so long. It's so good to see you. I don't know why I was so drawn to your daughter in the coffee shop, but then it all clicked in my head. And now I know why I was drawn to her, because it would lead me back to you. And so he's like, if you say anything to her, or if you even try to say anything to her, I'm going to kill her in front of you, kind of deal. So they get to the house, and it's the daughter's birthday. So she thinks this is some like elaborate surprise. And oh my gosh, like, well, why didn't you bring dad? Because the man who raised her, she knew it wasn't her biological father, but it was still her dad. And she, well, he couldn't because he had work to do. And the daughter's like, well, that's strange because you have such anxiety flying. How would you have made that flight by yourself? And the mom's just like, well, I really wanted to see you. So like, they have their dinner, they do all this stuff. And then the mom's like, let me help you do the dishes, blah, blah, blah. And the boyfriend is super adamant. Well, now he's actually the fiance. Is super adamant. Let's take your stuff upstairs. You can go to bed. You must be tired. Like, he's trying to separate them. So
yeah,
he had made the mom's recipe for an Indian dish, and I don't remember what it was, but it was supposed to be super spicy. And her like secret was adding like extra like red pepper or something. So they start to have this confrontation in the kitchen. A knife gets pulled out. The mom gets stabbed. They put red pepper flakes in his eyes and blind him. They're able to like call 911, you know, like all of this shit goes down. They bash him in the head a few times with like a cast iron skillet, and then they end up like, you know, end scene, and then they're at the hospital, and the mom is recovering from being stabbed, and the daughter, I don't know how this like could have happened, and I'm so sorry, and blah 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 blah. And so she tells her, you know, you all thought that I was crazy, but it was my biggest fear that he would come back somehow, some way. And they're like, well, he's still alive now, so like, either way, we have to worry about him coming back, either, you know, physically, or, you know, if he dies, then however he would come back then. So then you hear somebody in the next room coding, right? And then it's another touch screen. And then it shows a baby who has just been born, who is now inherited the spirit of the psychotic boyfriend.
Oh, geez.
So it's never ending. The mom even says, like, what happens if his spirit continues on? It's going to curse our family forever. So,
oh, geez.
I actually really enjoyed that one, because you have like the suspense of it. So I really like how it had like the cultural like parts to it, like the what I would say were major significant things. Reincarnation, the evil eye, and, you know, the parents going to, like, gurus for matchmaking. Like, I think it had, like, more, like, the suspenseful story or the thriller. Obviously, I think it was I'm telling stories, but I liked it, and I think it's worth watching.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, I think you would like it.
Probably. It almost sounds like it has kind of like a Lifetime component to it, but like in a good way.
Well, yeah, I would say that there's definitely it, but definitely, definitely executed like a million times better.
Yeah, like in a good way.
Yeah, in a really good
way. I just love like when I love like Japanese horror and Indian ghost stories.
Yeah.
They just do such a good job with their storytelling.
I agree. Then you have us like basic bitches over here who are just like, boo.
I know, it's so much better than American horror stories. Yeah. We just have to like be all out there. Ugh. Just mess it up.
Yeah.
No, these are so much better. These stories are so much better. Well, thank you for sharing that story.
You're very welcome. It's my birthday present to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes.
I know, it's our birthday month.
No.
Yay.
Well, trick or treat to us then.
Yes. Lots and lots of treats.
And nowhere to go.
So many treats and nowhere to go.
We're all dressed up with nowhere to go. If you have anything, gonna drop us a line on one of our social media accounts.
Wait, what?
We're all dressed up with nowhere to go. So if you have a good story, drop us a line on one of our social media accounts. And I try to link every episode, but I don't know. It's kind of hit or miss, man.
Yeah, and tomorrow is Halloween.
Woo woo!
Woohoo!
I'm just
the reason.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just gonna say the reason for the season.
For sure. I told the kids that we out of abundance of caution are not trick or treating this year because we're lame. But we will be handsomely rewarding our children with their own bag of candy.
Yeah.
So I think it's gonna be okay. But we're actually going to do a Halloween bake-off where the kids will decorate their own like mini cakes for Halloween. And yeah. I may even create a mini scary escape room for them.
Whoa.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm trying. Sorry.
Oh my gosh. Where you die as part of the escape room.
Yeah.
Find your mother's dead body.
Oh my gosh. Okay. But we're trying to make up for this like shitty year for them. And oh crap, that reminds me, I actually have to make a decision on their school plan for the rest of the year. Like by Monday.
So, well, if you do an escape room, can I bring my kids?
Yeah, I'll keep you posted. It may or may not happen. I have to check Pinterest to see if I can get any ideas that I'm able to pull off.
So we're going to go trick-or-treating, but just to the houses that are within our bubble.
Within your bubble.
Our social bubble.
I'm afraid. I don't know. We have not been, since we moved into our house, we've never done trick-or-treating here. Like, we've always been somewhere else on Halloween. So yeah. I don't know if we even get trick-or-treaters, but like, I really kind of just want to put up a sign that's like, don't even bother coming up my driveway because we're not doing it.
Well, I've seen where you can put like the big candy bars like on the stakes. Like you get those little like big toothpick stakes. And so I'm thinking of attaching like the big candy bars to like the stakes and just putting them in my front yard. So whoever actually would want to just stop by and pull them out of my front yard could.
That's like a really cute idea. Like if you were doing like a haunted house kind of, or not like a haunted house, but like you planned on doing a pumpkin patch in the yard and that never happened this year.
Well, because I just feel like when you have, because our house is super decorated, so when you have a super decorated house and to not offer candy, you're kind of just asking to be egged.
Yeah. That's true.
So, I think I'm just going to do that. I'm just going to go to Costco, buy like one of the boxes of the king size candy bars, and whoever doesn't take any, then I just eat them.
I mean, it's a win-win situation, I guess.
True. True story.
So, real quick before you go, I have to tell you what Tim did the other day. So he was trying to help me out by organizing the closet under the stairs. And he saw that I had two bins of Halloween decorations and one was mostly full and one was mostly empty. So I go downstairs to check on him, see what he's doing, because I have no idea he's doing this. And he tells me, I don't understand why you're not condensing your stuff down. This one is full, but this one is almost empty. Like, why would you have two separate bins? So he dumps the full one over into the almost empty one. And I look at him and I say, you want to know why that one is almost empty? And he's like, why? I'm like, because the fucking decorations are put up upstairs. And he just looked at me and he's like, oh. And then he's like, what decorations? Why don't they fit in the small one? I'm like, I don't know. The witch's broom, my crystal ball, my like apothecary jars, my phone, my haunted radio, like all of these things. Just again, I can see the realization set in his face, like, oh, I forgot about all of that. And he was like, I guess I'll just help you reorganize this when it's time to put it away.
Well, and I love that he dumped the full one into the almost empty one instead of just taking the almost empty one and trying to shove that into the full one.
Oh my God. Because
that seems like a lot less work to just take the three items that were in the almost empty one and put them in the full one instead of just taking the full one and putting it in the almost empty one. Just saying.
I mean, I appreciate the like the thought and the effort. A plus for like thought, but like an F minus for execution. Like, that's why he's not allowed to do things in the house. That's why I do it all, because
I get it.
This is what happens. And I lose my train of thought as I'm in the middle of saying, this is what happens.
You're just like, back away. Don't touch anything.
That's for everyone. My bum is sweet.
Oh my gosh.
Fun times, man.
I'm baffled.
Befuddled.
All right. Well, that was a trick. And a not so nice treat. Well, yeah, I guess exactly. Maybe that was a treat and a not so nice trick. I'm befuddled too, or whatever you called it.
Did I say befuddled? Because I honestly don't remember. Oh my God. I'm the memory of a goldfish right now. I have no idea what I just said.
I hear you. All right.
I think it was. All right.
This is decompensating quickly.
We need to end it now. End it!
All right. Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode of Trick or Treat, Why Are You So Scared? A special Halloween episode.
All right. It's almost over, people.
Yeah. Take care. Bye.
All right. Bye.